Dan Kroll met Away From Today. It's such a huge chorus, man. But there's so many things happening. It's great. And it's not, it doesn't sound overproduced. And that's like the magic touch of Ben Allen, I think, because you, as soon as there's many signals happening, it yeah. can sound overproduced. It can be too much information for the listener, but this is just like the right amount.
Yeah, that one, there's a definite balance that you have to strike. That actually, the horns sample. It's an old kind of Mexican Tijuana band cover of, you know, is it Fifth Dimension who did Aquarius? That this uh-huh. is the dawning of the...
Yes.
And so that's the kind of sample from the horns. And so I took it and kind of rearranged it, and me and Ben played with the horns and the kind of xylophone sounds and stuff. And then we started layering on top drums okay. and guitar and vocals. And it was wow. that kind of seesaw balance of how much do you put on.
So you started writing that song
with
like a guy who produced hip hop tracks in the 80s.
Exactly, and that's the big thing with Ben, and it's the same with Swim as uh-huh. well. The track that I didn't have any drums because I didn't own a drum kit at that point. And so the only thing I could do was do what like a Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul did, and
yeah.
sample and use an MPC and just play hip hop kits over the top, and it gives it that sound. And it's a really cool way of writing, I think. It's yeah. quite something that I'd never done before, but me and Ben really
yeah.
clicked on it.
And it's a nice way of getting to a unique sound, you know, because yeah. this is like a Dan Kroll signature sound now yeah. almost, you know what I'm saying? You can you can really, the beat starts, and if you do a few more stuff, songs like that,
yeah, yeah.
it's going to be like, oh, digging the boom boom, there's this hip-hop beat, and a nice melody on top of it, it's got to be Dan Kroll.
Oh, that's him. That's yeah. him, all right.
Yeah. It's him.
It's him.
It's him again. Dan Kroll is back. So what's your live setup going to be then? Because you just told us about the production side, that you're not working with a drum kit most of the time as you're doing.
Well, now it is drums. So
it's a yeah. full band tonight.
It is, and so when it's when we're in like the studio, when it's in the studio, it's just me. I play all the instruments, mm-hmm. I play the drums, and all of that on the record. I was, and then I get four of my best friends,
nice.
And we learn the song again, and we play it. And so it's me, a drummer, a guitarist, bass player, and a keyboard player, and we all sing. You know, lots of harmonies and.
Nice.
It's good. We have a lot of fun.
Sounds good to me. And yeah. you followed one of the most important rules in music business. As soon as you start a band, you don't look for the best musicians that you know. You look for your best friends.
Yeah, because which also happen to be the best
yeah,
musicians
which is
I know.
Hey,
which is
not
handy.
A coincidence.
But they are. We've known each other. We studied together, or we've met each yeah. other in Liverpool, and we've known each other all for like 9 years now.
Yeah.
And so it's logical that they play in your band
yeah,
because
yeah.
they not only know the tunes, they know how to work with you and talk to you and talk to friends and team members, you know.
Yeah, and then you have to keep in mind that you're going to be on tour with those guys. You have to share
yeah,
you
yeah.
have to share small rooms, a small bus.
Small and bats.
Yes, yeah. You know? So you have to get along with these
Definitely.
People. I think it was Guy Garvey from Elbow who said that this was a rule mm. for musicians.
Yeah.
Don't look for the best musician, look for your best friends. And play with them for many, many years until they become the best musicians. Maybe.
And then you play for them.
yeah. It was such a nice talk that we've had, Dan. Thank you for coming.
No problem.
I think we'll meet again in 2017 once again because you're going to come back on tour with a new record. When is it
yeah,
going to come
definitely.
Out? What's the title when it's going to come out?
Oh,
he's not allowed to say
I'm going to guess July.
Okay.
And the name... will come soon.
Okay. It's still TBC.
Yes, TBC. Yeah.
So thanks a lot for visiting, Dan. I'll
no
see
problem.
You later on tonight.
See
Let's
you soon.
Listen to one more new song. Das hier ist Dan Kroll nochmal mit Swim. Gleich noch bei mir Banfi und Joseph J. Jones. Die werden mir auch noch ein bisschen was erzählen zu ihrer Musik und werden dann eben heute Abend auch auftreten. Und wenn ich mit denen gequatscht habe, dann verlose ich Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Fluxbau. Dan Kroll, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.